Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Dallas is not a fun place for the Phoenix Suns these days. The team with the best record in the Western Conference went to Dallas on the second night of back-to-backs and got blitzed 130-111 in a game that was never really close. Dallas jumped out to a 33-15 lead after one quarter, during which the Suns shot a paltry 27%. The lead grew to as many as 27. Suns never got closer than 16 points in the second half. Luka Doncic, go ahead, start your worship, Tim. 33 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists for the Mavericks.
That boy good.
23 pointers on the night. 20 three-pointers, including 5 each from Tim Hardaway Jr. and Spencer Dinwiddie. DeAndre Ayton had 20 points to lead the Suns, who are back home at Footprint Center tomorrow night to take on the Boston Celtics in a nationally televised game. The best in the East against the best in the West, record-wise. Then they're on the road for 4 games, including back-to-backs against New Orleans, the second-best team in the West. So, really tough stretch of schedule here for the Suns.
It was disappointing last night, Vinny. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, not that they lost the game. The fact that it was never a game.
No,
that's not what you wanted to see. Yeah, it's early December, but we can't backtrack now because we went into the game saying, hey, this is a litmus test. Mm-hmm. This is Booker versus Luka. This is the Mavericks. This is revenge. This is, okay, let's match up against these guys on the road, see what we got. Yep. And they took it to the Suns, and this was never a ball game after a very dismal first quarter by Phoenix.
Yeah, we'll have a lot on the Suns' loss to the Mavericks and looking ahead to that Boston game. Tom Brady threw 2 touchdown passes in the final 3 minutes, including a 6-yard strike to former Sun Devil Rashad White. 3 seconds to go to give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers an improbable 17-16 win over the Saints on Monday Night Football. The Bucs had mustered only a field goal on their first drive of the game, then went pointless for 8 straight possessions before the final 2 touchdowns. Bucs now 6-6 atop the NFC South with 5 games to play. New Orleans falls to 4-9. Elsewhere in the NFC South, Carolina waving. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, at his request, he was traded to Carolina by Cleveland over the summer, started 6 games, but completed just 57% of his passes, and the Panthers went 1-5 in his 6 starts. So where's the next stop for Bakes?
A lot of people speculating the 49ers right after that move was made, but the more you read, the more you hear, maybe that's not a fit.
Yeah, we'll see.
The 49ers.
I think Baker he'll land Mayfield somewhere. It'll be interesting because there's only 5 weeks left. I mean, the 49ers have the most pressing need right now, but Kyle Shanahan came out and said yesterday, we like what we have. We'll get into those possibilities today as well. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson week to week with a knee injury that forced him out of Sunday's 10-9 win over the Broncos. Head coach John Harbaugh did not totally rule out Jackson playing against Pittsburgh on Sunday. If he can't go, Tyler Huntley will get the start for the Ravens. The Jets are sticking with Mike White as their starter for this week's game against the Bills. Joe Flacco will be the backup, and Zach Wilson remains on the inactive list. So drafter's remorse already in New York?
That's a steep fall for young Zach.
Yes, it is.
I mean, how many times in the last decade did they think they had their franchise quarterback? Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, and none of them last more than like 3 or 4 years.
And they might have their franchise quarterback in Mike White. The transfer portal in college football is open. Heck, it's wide open. On the first day of activity, ASU running back Daniel Ngata, offensive lineman Ladarius Henderson, defensive lineman Omar Norman Lott, and kicker Jace Feely hit the portal. Devils got a commitment from Wisconsin defensive end Tristan Monday. He played his high school ball at Saguaro, did not play for the Badgers, but he's headed home. Down in Tucson, wide receiver Dorian Singer had over 1,000 yards for the Wildcats, is in the portal, as is safety Jackson Turner and a number of others. Singer also tweeted that he's already received an offer from ASU along with Miami and Utah. Interesting to note, he played his high school ball at Pinnacle.
Oh, portal combat's already underway,
Is that another byproduct coming? That you could have transfer portal guys playing on both sides of a rivalry? I think anything's possible now. We'll get into that today. Around the country, quarterback Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei has entered the portal just days after he was benched in the Tigers' 39-10 win over North Carolina in the ACC championship game. Big name.
Not a very good
No, he was benched maybe like three different times this year.
Yeah, he was. But he did get benched in the ACC championship game. The four finalists that will be in attendance. I mistakenly read something on the Splash late last week about the Heisman finalists. I don't know where it came from. I apologize for that. Because now the finalists are out there. We know who's going to be in New York. Georgia's Stetson Bennett, TCU's Max Duggan, CJ Stroud of Ohio State, and USC's Caleb Williams.
One of the weakest classes ever?
Yes. I'll ask a question here. Why is Stetson Bennett there?
Because he got enough votes.
Ugh.
I mean,
Stetson Bennett is the president of the collegiate punchable face.
I was going to say because they needed four, but they don't need four.
They can have
as many as they want.
Yep. Coyotes fell on the road in Calgary to the Flames 3-2. Nazem Kadri broke a 2-2 tie in the third with a Calgary goal at 15:42 to hand the Yotes the loss. Fifth straight, ninth in their last 10. This marathon 14-game stretch away from home ends tomorrow night in Edmonton against the Oilers. Then it's a real-life home game at Mullet Arena on Friday. Wouldn't you know it, it's the best team in the league coming to town in the Boston Bruins.
Oh, that means it'll sell out.
Yeah. Bold prediction by Tim
Bold Ray. Prediction.
The baseball hot stove got red hot on Monday. The Philadelphia Phillies inking free agent shortstop Trey Turner to an 11-year, $300 million deal. He'll be like 41 at the end of that deal. The New York Mets bounced back from losing Jacob DeGrom to the Rangers over the weekend by signing reigning American League Cy Young winner Justin Verlander to a two-year, $86 million contract with an option for a third year.
I don't think Verlander's going to need to work after he retires.
You don't think so?
No, he's not going to need to sell
him
cars.
Him and Max Scherzer are combined like 80 years old and making a combined $90 million a year.
You think Justin and Cade are just going to retire to the ranch?
I think they're going to be okay. I mean, go look at, go Google Verlander's career earnings.
Yeah, first time the winter meetings have really produced a lie in a while.
It has.
Ridiculous.
On yesterday at the World Cup, Croatia advanced over Japan 3-1 on penalty kicks. Brazil breezed past South Korea 4-1. Today, two more games. Morocco and Spain getting underway at 8. Portugal and Switzerland at noon Arizona time. There is your splash for Tuesday.